day.
A very good evening and welcome back. It is exactly 15 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. Sebastian is my name. I'm an apologies to intervene in that program, but we've got a very interesting guest that we're going to be chatting to tonight. It's Dr. Leslie Van Helden. She's a veterinarian and legal compliance, that is foot and mouth disease, known as FMD, has been confirmed in parts of the Western Cape. Now, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, together with its partners, have implemented emergency control measures to prevent further spread and protect livestock, livelihood and food security. In line with the Animal Disease Act, all movement of cattle, sheep, goats and pigs must be declared. Now, animals in transit must be accompanied by a health declaration form from the farm or origin and a designation declaration confirming 28 days of isolation. All movements must also be reported via the official web application. Well, now failure to comply is an offence. For more information, you can visit www.elsenberg.com. Well, there you have it. Well, just an introduction. We're going to be greeting our guest shortly and have a chat with her with regards to a very interesting topic tonight. A very good evening to you, Doc.
Good evening, Sebastian.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I can sense that. Thank you so much for availing yourself for tonight's interview, Doc. I bet you're excited, like I am.
I'm always excited to spread awareness.
Absolutely brilliant. All right, so quickly, can you just give the listeners just a short overview of who Doc really are and what make Doc tick?
Sure. My name's Leslie. I am state veterinarian for epidemiology for the Western Cape province, which means that I look at strategies for disease control and prevention. I've always wanted to be a vet since I was a little girl. And I really enjoy this work because it's big picture. So I do it because I hope I can make a difference in society.
Absolutely. Well said. Very well said. And you were the department, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture in South Africa as well. And I believe
right.
You focus on animal disease reporting and prevention and also investigation and coordination of disease outbreak and control. And also data management and animal diseases. Well, I've done my homework. But briefly, can you explain what foot and mouth disease is, including the signs, symptoms, and why is it such a serious concern for livestock farmers and the Western Cape economy?
Okay, foot and mouth disease, it's caused by a highly contagious virus that can infect any cloven-hoofed animal. So that includes cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and quite a few species of wildlife. It causes painful blisters and sores, mostly in the mouth and around or between the hooves of the animal, sometimes also on the udder. And these sores are very painful. So the affected animals often stop eating or they seem limping. They don't want to move around. They seem drooling. Most animals don't die. Sometimes young calves die, but the rest of the animals usually get better on their own in a week or two. But the problem is that while they're sick and they don't eat, there are severe production losses. So animals don't grow and they don't produce milk and they can't feed their young. This is especially bad for dairies where, you know, milk production can go from many tons of milk and just absolutely crash. And after the animals recover, cows might permanently even have reduced milk production. So I'm sure you can tell that would cause a lot of damage to the economy.
Absolutely.
And because of this damage, a lot of countries that don't have the disease don't want to trade animal products with countries that do. So that causes even more damage to the economy because we have reduced trade opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for giving us that broader idea. Now the listener at least knows what we're talking about and also a little bit of an idea of the impact of this disease. So where has FMD been identified in the Western Cape and what immediate actions has the department taken to contain it?
Right. Well, it takes a while for us to get test results once we've taken samples. So we treat a farm as though it's infected as soon as we see clinical signs while we're waiting for lab results. So if we see those telltale sores in the mouth and on the feet, then we assume that the farm is infected with foot and mouth disease. But so far we have 4 lab confirmed positive farms in the Mossel Bay area and 1 near Paarl. But there are also suspect outbreaks at the moment near Malmesbury, near Kalbaskraal, and around Klapmuts and a few in Cape Town. What we do once there's a suspect case is we immediately put the affected farm under quarantine, which means no animals can move in or out of the farm, and we vaccinate the whole herd. Depending on the situation, we may also quarantine and vaccinate farms in the surrounding area. And what the vaccine does is it reduces the amount of virus that infected animals shed. So it reduces the chances of them infecting others, infecting the farms around them. At the moment, vaccine stocks are limited in the country, but so we're just using it for outbreak control at the moment in the Western Cape. But once there's more available in the country, vaccination will be expanded to include as many cattle herds in the province as possible. And the hope with that strategy is to reduce foot and mouth transmission to a very low level that will not allow the disease to sustain itself in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. So what emergency control measures, Doc, are currently in place to, you know, prevent further spread of the disease?
So other than what I have already mentioned, what you mentioned at the beginning of the segment, every movement of animals must take place with 2 declarations. So the owner declaration declaring where the animals come from and that they are healthy, and the undertaking of the recipient that the animals will be isolated on the farm of destination for at least 28 days. And that means they must be in their own pen, not have contact with any other animals through the fence or anywhere else, that they must have separate equipment, staff and feed, or that at least those things are disinfected between when they go to the new animals and they go to the old animals. I know this is difficult to do, but it is something that is expected at the moment, and it is a very wise decision if you have animals, not to put them all at risk of getting a new disease.
Yes. But you know what? What must farmers then do, or farmers and livestock owners do right now to, you know, comply with the movement restrictions and the law that's been implicated?
Okay, so they must have those 2 declarations with any animal movement. We also request that any movement involving the Western Cape, so into, out of, or through the Western Cape, is also declared on our animal movement app, which you can find on our website, www.elfenberg.com. And then it is also a requirement of the law that any animal owner takes all reasonable measures to prevent the spread of any disease off their farm. That has actually been the law since 1984. So that does put the responsibility on an animal owner to make sure that your animals are healthy before you sell them or before you move them to someone else. You know, if you notice animals are sick, and you're an unscrupulous person and you think this is a good opportunity to sell them off, that is actually illegal, and you can be criminally and civilly liable as well. You know, if you're shown to have introduced a disease onto someone else's farm, then they can sue you for damages.
Yes. Quite serious, you know, quite serious. And what is the single most important message that you want communities to understand this week about stopping FMD?
You know, I don't want people necessarily to be thinking of what they have to be doing according to the law, but what they should be doing. And really, disease control is not something that any one organization can do alone. We're not going to win the fight against any disease unless we all work together. So I'd really like to urge every animal owner to take biosecurity and disinfection on their farm really seriously. And don't move animals unless absolutely necessary and unless you know where they're coming from, and preferably that they have a veterinary health certificate accompanying them too. So please, we need everyone to work together to protect themselves and their neighbors and our communities.
Absolutely. We honestly do need that, you know. So One question that you said I can add something, you know, I'm really curious to know how effective are the current vaccination campaigns and how many doses have been allocated to the Western Cape?
So there are different vaccines that are in the country at the moment. There's one that is produced locally. There's one from Botswana. There's one from Argentina. And then there will be one that's produced in Turkey arriving soon. And, you know, foot and mouth disease, it's a little bit like the flu in a way, in that there are a lot of different strains of it. So different vaccines are produced using different strains. And if the strain is very close to the strain that the animals have in the field, the vaccine will be very effective. But if it's not very closely related, it won't be so effective. So at the moment, we don't know exactly how effective each type of vaccine is going to be.
All right.
But we trust that all of them will at least be somewhat effective. You know, any vaccine is going to be better than no vaccine.
Yes.
How effective they are, that will be something that we'll only be able to tell in the future.
Yes, in due course, as the different type of vaccines are being distributed, you know. I get that. Thank you so much for explaining that one. But are there any plans to strengthen surveillance systems to, you know, detect FMD earlier or in the future?
That, again, is something that everybody needs to be involved in, because the most effective method of disease surveillance is actually eyes on the ground, looking out for clinical signs. So, you know, if anybody sees suspect clinical signs, their animal's limping for whatever reason, drooling, not eating, sores, if they report that immediately to their local state veterinarian, that is really the best form of surveillance. When it comes to taking blood tests and that sort of thing to check at what level the disease is circulating or if it's circulating, that is something that will come later once mass vaccination has been done and has covered quite a substantial proportion of the national herd.
Yes. And my last one, how can small-scale farmers who may lack resources be better supported in biosecurity compliance?
It is tricky. A lot of, if a small scale farmer owns their own land, then they can put in place the biosecurity measures that they need. But if they are farming, for instance, on municipal land, it is difficult. But it is possible. I have seen many small scale farmers who have a fence and, you know, spray people's shoes and spray vehicle tires before they come onto their premises, and they keep their animals separated from others. So it is possible. The other thing is for just a community to work together and discourage each other from taking risks. So if there's one guy in the community that is, buying cattle from all over the place and not checking their health status, then that's obviously a risk for the whole community. So if people can communicate and work together, they can reduce the risk for many people, even if they're farming in close proximity to each other.
Yeah, that is so true. Well, Doc, for now, thank you so much for, availing yourself and having a chat with us and sharing some valuable insights, into the foot and mouth disease outbreak right here in the Western Cape. From our discussion, it's clear that while containing measures and vaccination campaigns are underway, continued vigilance and farmer cooperation remain actually crucial, or actually critical, The economic impact on trade and local farmers, like you mentioned earlier, is actually significant, but the coordinated response reported by provincial and national resources offers hope for stabilizing the situation. Now, your emphasis on biosecurity, surveillance, and obviously the long-term resilience highlights the importance of preparedness and safeguarding both animal health and livelihood. So we appreciate your expertise and the commitment to protecting, actually protecting the agricultural sector. Any final comments?
No, just thank you for having me, and thank you to the listeners.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. Having an interesting chat with the doc right there, Dr. Van Helden. And I must add, though, that foot and mouth disease has been confirmed in parts of the Western Cape, and urgent steps are being taken to stop the spread. Now, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture urges farmers and the public to play their part by not moving livestock without the required permits, documentation, only buying animals from trusted sources, limiting access to livestock areas, and regulating cleaning and disinfecting vehicles, boots, and equipment. If you notice any symptoms such as, you know, mouth sores, lumping or excessive drooling, report it immediately to your nearest state veterinarian. Now, together we can protect our animals and food supply. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility, Western Cape Department of Agriculture. Thank you so much. It's been fun having a chat with the doc this evening. And from my side, Sebastian, ciao, ciao. We're going to love and leave you and continue with the voice of Islam.